Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, Trump's migration ban. Using facts to point out the inconsistencies and outright falsehoods spoken by US President Donald Trump can, at times, feel inadequate. And let's not forget, a purely fact-based argument rarely convinces anyone, wherever they are on the political spectrum. But facts should, at the very least, be where we start. So, with this in mind, let's talk about the executive order issued late last Friday afternoon. It's called Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States, and it bans the arrival of all migrants from 7 Muslim-majority nations for 90 days, while those from Syria are banned indefinitely.
We will have to temporarily suspend immigration from some of the most dangerous and volatile regions of the world that have a history of exporting terrorism. Not for us. Not for us.
In the days since, the president has constantly used the phrase extreme vetting to describe his goal.
Extreme vetting.
And the executive order lists a few things that should be included in this so-called extreme vetting. In-person interviews, a process to evaluate the applicant's likelihood of becoming a positively contributing member of society. A mechanism to assess whether or not the applicant has the intent to commit criminal or terrorist acts after entering the United States. Now, all of those sound rather sensible. In fact, they're so sensible that they're already in place. In fact, it's a lot more extreme than that. Let's take a look at the process a Syrian refugee has to go through before they're allowed entry into the US. There are 20 steps, including interviews with the UN, more interviews with State Department officials, a background check, a high-level background check, another background check just for good luck, fingerprint screening, and again, and again. Then there's a review, and another review, then another interview, then approval from Homeland Security, then a health screening, cultural orientation classes, another check, then a check at the airport. If that's not extreme vetting, then I don't know what is. Now let's look at the nations Mr. Trump has picked out. Somalia, Sudan, Libya, Iran, Iraq, Yemen, and Syria. In the past 4 decades, how many refugees from those nations do you think have carried out a terrorist attack in the US? Let's not forget, that was the very reason Trump gave for this order. The answer is zero. Zero. The order repeatedly refers to September the 11th, but for reasons that aren't quite explained, Saudi Arabia, where 15 of the 19 hijackers came from, where Osama bin Laden himself came from, is left off the list. Saudi Arabia, it's perhaps worth pointing out, is a country where Donald Trump has done a lot of business. He hasn't done anything in the 7 on the list. So to recap, an executive order entitled Protecting the Nation from Foreign Terrorist Entry into the United States has banned people from countries that have not been responsible for terrorist attacks in the United States. It's introduced a vetting procedure for refugees that appears to be weaker than the one in place already, and this is before we've even got on to the whole issue of morality. The morality of banning Muslims. The morality of turning away refugees fleeing horror. The morality of doing all of this on Holocaust Memorial Day. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.